Warning.
Warning. Warning. Warning. If you're offended by the following words, then you can fuck off. This is Smack Mouth Podcast, where we deserve a smack in the mouth after everything we say. The number one DIY podcast starts.
Smack Mouth Podcast, episode 7. We're at number 6, numero 6. My friend Eli, the podcast guy, talking
podcast world.
This guy, he did a show last night, and Eli's in a metal band.
Yes, metal.
Metal. Turn it up, Eli. We can't hear you.
I have no voice today.
He has no voice.
I'm going to troop this out.
I'm going to have to crank his ass up a little bit.
And because I'm hoarse, I've got an awesome radio voice.
Yeah, do it. Let me hear your imaging voice. You're listening to
this here Smack Mouth Podcast.
Nice. I'm gonna have Eli do all of our voiceover stuff for the show from now on. Every time he gets hoarse, day after a show, you're coming over. We're gonna do some imaging for our show. All right.
106.7 The Bleed. All metal all the time.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
This band has been around since the 70s. This is Mustard Cum.
So, you did a show last night. Today, September 27th.
Yes.
Before Doomsday.
Doomsday, which we missed the one Doomsday.
Yeah, September 23rd, there was supposed to be a comet, right?
Yeah.
No comet
hit
came.
Puerto Rico.
Supposedly tidal wave us out.
Yeah.
But there have been some crazy gravitational issues, like causing earthquakes and, you know, high tides.
Yeah.
And that was just around that time.
So now we enter into the 28th with Wave X.
Wave X.
The new imagining of the world.
Yeah. It's crazy. We've got that Nietzscherman, that guy who did the French guy who did the prediction saying that we're going to be invaded by pod people, alien type body snatchers.
Pod people coming your way.
And the crazy thing is he also predicted the same time as this alien invasion will take place over a year between September 28th of 2015 and September 28th of 2016. They're also going to be doing what you call what the fuck? I don't know. He's got the prophecy out there where they're going to be having this rare lunar eclipse with a blood moon at the same time as this alien invasion, and this is a supermoon, rare event.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? I don't think we're going to be invaded by alien pod people. He said they're going to come through us, come at us through our computers.
Yeah, well, we're sitting in front of a computer now.
Yeah, but it's not September 28th yet.
Okay. Yeah, well.
And that'll be at midnight tonight. Right now it's what? It's noon? We got 8 hours.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's going to be, if this doesn't go down, there'll be more end of the world scares.
Oh, yeah. It's once a year, there's something.
There's many crazies out there.
We interrupt this podcast to bring you this urgent report. According to Doomsday fanatics and conspiracy theorists around the world, tomorrow, September 28th, 2015, will mark the end of the world as we know it. Some say a comet will fall from the sky, followed by meteor showers and tidal waves, followed by fault lines that cannot sit still, followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits. And some say the end is near, and some say we'll see Armageddon soon.
Sugar, it was a vacation. still, followed by millions of dumbfounded dipshits, and some say the end.
Conspiracy theorists finally emerge from their parents' basements and remove their tinfoil hats. Find out next time on Smack Mouth Podcast.
What the hell? We were just talking and all of a sudden it cut out on us.
Was that a glitch?
I don't know what happened. How long were we fucking off?
I don't know. I think it was like a couple minutes.
Holy shit. Crazy.
That was fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, what were we even talking about?
The end of the world?
Oh, yeah, shit. Hopefully the end of the world doesn't come and we don't have to deal with, you know, alien invasion. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we were talking about I'm in this metal band, right?
Yeah, and, yeah. You just did a show, right?
Yeah, we did it last night.
And that's why you're hoarse and lost your voice.
That's why I'm hoarse, yeah.
He wasn't screaming at anybody except for the crowd.
Yeah.
It was all welcomed.
Into the microphone.
Right.
So we follow Viking lore pretty closely. Like, you know, I'm not a religious person, but
right.
I probably... will tell anybody that Odin is real and his son Thor.
Okay.
You know, so the Vikings, they have this lore. It's Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like really shitty weather, basically snow and, you know, 100-year-long winters and stuff like this. But Ragnarok is it comes with the awakening of Fenrir.
Okay.
And Fenrir is this mighty wolf that's as big as the earth. And in the days of Ragnarok, Fenrir awakens and he eats the moon, basically.
Okay.
So we're going to write this metal song about the end of the world, and it's going to be called Unleash the Wolf.
Awesome.
And it's going to be awesome.
A lot of symbolism in the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be a long metal song?
I hope so.
Like a story?
Yeah. I want it to start off kind of quiet.
Like, what are they? Fear Factory style. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They do albums where it's like the whole theme stays throughout, like Man versus Machine, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, or it's always.
You ever
listen
to Dope Smoker by Sleep?
No, Dope Smoker sounds like it's up my alley.
It's a 52-minute long song and it's a whole album.
That's awesome. What about Green Carnation? Have you heard of them?
No.
They did a rock ballad opera type fucking amazing metal thing. It's kind of like Dream Theater sounding.
Right.
You know Dream Theater, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's like 62 minutes long. I've listened to it probably 5 or 6 times.
Nice.
I love it. I've wasted hours on that song.
Yeah.
It's like 10 songs all transitioned into one with some really melodic and almost Norwegian sounding vocals. I think they are Norwegian.
Good.
They're great, dude. You should check them out.
I've gotten into like a lot of Viking metal bands lately.
Right on.
Much better than my band.
Yeah.
All of them. But, you know, I follow
that. You guys aren't... I mean, how long have you been together playing?
We've only been together for probably about 4 or 5 months now.
See? I mean, and the chemistry isn't instant. You guys all got to learn each other's feel, you know? And
well, see, my one guitar player, he's like Mr. Pantera.
Nice. Okay.
Like, and then the other guitar player, he's like a prodigy. He is fucking talented.
Really? Like whittling and...
Oh, yeah. He can sweep.
Nice.
He can do all that. Hopefully, once we get recorded, you know,
we'll feature some music on here. We could use you guys as background tracks throughout the whole fucking show, too.
So...
That'd be awesome.
That Unleash the Wolf song, be cool if it was like 7 minutes with just a couple like beginning minutes, like real soft, real melodic.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll hit the peak around like the 6-minute mark.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe the end will have like either like this really epic guitar solo.
Right.
And we'll end it with a breakdown or, you know, we'll move it around.
Sure. Yeah, for real. I think you should tell everybody how they can find some of your band's music. Do you have anything online?
All we've got right now is a Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can search for Wrath of a Dying Breed.
Of a Dying Breed. W-R-A-T-H.
Yes.
You idiots.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can do that. You know, we're really good about keeping you updated on shows and whatever.
That's cool.
So,
And you guys right now, you just do local, right?
Yeah, we're just local for right now. We're trying to, we're actually going to record our own album.
Right. You were talking about that on our last episode. You're going to try to get some recording done on Riverside?
We were, but I think we've got all the stuff now to just record it ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So we're going to do it all in-house, and then that way...
In-house? Like, where in-house?
Wherever. We got a warehouse down in Warren Robins that we can probably use.
Well, if that's the case, we could bring my equipment if you need some shit, you know, like my mixer, preamp, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
I'd like to be your sound guy.
We you know what? We'd probably do that.
That'd be cool.
Because we've got the money now for drum mics.
Nice. Oh, so cool. That's going to make
that's
everything...
That's all we need.
Yeah, that's going to make your drums sound clear and not muffle out the background... Be able to record them on their separate tracks.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of like drum machines and stuff. So
I am. I'm a fan. You can really do some fun, fast-paced shit with a drum machine.
You can, but you don't get the soul. Mm-mm. I feel like with a drummer,
or the natural fills, or the ad libs that you get when you come along with a live drummer.
Exactly. With a drummer, you can hear their way. You know?
Definitely.
So I like that a lot.
It's not computer digitized where you can feel their groove. You know, you can.
Yeah.
You can feel their emotion through their playing.
So,
along with every other instrument.
You listen to heavy music, right?
Sure.
What drummer would you prefer? Do you prefer a feet drummer or a hand drummer?
Both, I would say. We were just talking earlier about drumming. Danny Carey from Tool. Oh,
yeah,
fuck,
amazing.
Dude. Patterns like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Well, he's a bit of both, but he's more of a hand drummer in my book.
And he's a sound designer because he's the one who's pushing all the sampler buttons and, you know, hitting buttons on his drums, and he's got crazy shit set up. I mean, just insane. He's amazing, though.
Yeah. I would call him a hand drummer.
Yeah.
Because he's more fills.
Isn't he like a PhD in jazz drumming?
All those guys are smart. Right, yeah. Like, so Tool. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
What else? I can't really think of any. Nah. You know, I mean, who's the worst drummer probably in history that made
it
huge?
Jet.
No, man. Fucking Ringo, dude. Ringo was horrible.
Yeah.
He was such a shitty drummer. He was only drumming for like 3 months before the Beatles got big.
Yeah. Peter Criss wasn't that good of a drummer either.
No, that's true. But you heard Ringo progress.
Oh, yeah.
As the fucking time went on.
As the drugs kicked in.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Bob Dylan.
Right. How does it feel? To know you're tripping hard.
Speaking of which, there's this guy on YouTube. His name is G-Tom Johnny.
G-Tom Johnny, what up? Subscribe. Hit us up. Shout us out on YouTube.
He sings just like Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah?
It's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, I can tell his influence.
Nice.
So what'd you do this week?
I did work. What else? Partied a little bit. Had a good time over the weekend. Yeah, enjoyed it. My wife and I got some drinking in, went around downtown, enjoyed some people. We'd been a while since we've gone out and about, so that was nice. Saw some old friends, made some new friends.
Nice.
Yeah, that's always cool. They had a Allman Brothers tribute band downtown.
Yeah, live at the Fillmore.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We didn't go in. We were just partying outside and listening, and it was cool. It was a lot of fun outside.
They bring a huge crowd around, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, any Allman Brothers type deal does, you know. Greg, he's still a local.
Yeah.
His brother's buried here at the Rose Hill.
I met Michael Allman. I don't know whose son he is.
I don't know him. Must be Greg's.
I guess. I wouldn't know. There's a lot of people that are up to date with stuff like that.
Right, yeah. But, I don't know.
I met him. I've never been starstruck.
Greg Allman is not someone you would be starstruck around because he's such a down-to-earth guy. I met him a couple times at the radio station.
Yeah.
I've seen him on the street, you know? He's really a nice guy.
I smoked a joint at Dwayne Allman's grave.
Oh, yeah?
That was cool.
I did that, too, once. Yeah, we found that sucker and had to torch with him.
You guys smoke weed, never come through Macon.
You got to stop Cemetery. Into Rose Hill Cemetery and burn tribute to Dwayne Allman.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of hard to find his burial site, but once you do see it, it's hard to miss because there's a... Cause Rose Hill is a huge cemetery.
Massive.
Huge. It's a big monument. I think it's a national monument, or at least a state monument. but it's got the Confederate burial ground there and everything. So, I mean, it really is big. It's
a national park. If you find the Confederate burial ground, Dwayne Allman is buried right next to it.
Yeah. Like, and like I said, it's not hard to find once you see the area because it's got a big fence around it because people have always been, you know, either doing seances.
They used to go out there and party.
Yeah, and they'd burn fucking candles on his grave trying to bring his spirit up. Like, fucking crazy bastards.
Dwayne Allman, rise from the grave.
Zombie Allman.
Party with us.
Right. That would be cool to party with Dwayne Allman, but
yeah,
he's probably settled down up there in heaven now.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
So if there is a heaven, and like say every musician were to go there, that would be fun.
Oh, dude, no doubt it would be a nonstop party.
You'd have like Dime up there, like
riddling on the guitar
with Dwayne,
Jimi
Allman,
Hendrix, and
Jimi
Dimebag all combining their styles, dude.
That would be awesome.
Oh man,
the original singer for AC/DC.
Yes, totally, dude. That would be so cool. It's so much better with the original singer. I hate the new.
We know you don't
most
like
AC/DC, especially the radio hits because they all sound the fucking same. I like the stuff you don't hear.
Yeah,
I like those dark or those deeper hits, deeper cuts on the albums. You
know, what was that album that had Razor's Edge or whatever?
Yeah,
that album is dark.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
you know
good.
What else? Dirty Deeds was a good one.
Yeah,
in my opinion. But I don't care for the radio hits more than maybe it's because I've been shoved down my throat for 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's because every time you turn on a classic rock station, you're hearing AC/DC at least once or twice an hour.
It's funny to me because I never liked
same
classic rock
songs
until I got like 24.
Right, because and then
now
you started
like,
hearing your bands like Pearl Jam, Nirvana on a classic rock station.
But see, now like I have a huge music boner for Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
I would never turn a Led Zeppelin song.
Me neither.
Ever.
Zeppelin's
I like
the
them
shit.
All.
I saw Robert Plant do a gig in little old Cadott, Wisconsin. It was very cool. He did a couple Zeppelin tracks, but of course, couldn't do Stairway to Heaven.
Did he do a lot of his solo?
A lot. That's what he was there promoting.
His solo work is good.
Oh, yeah. It was
I like
good.
It.
I've seen a lot of big names, like David Lee Roth solo was cool.
Yeah.
I saw Van Halen, Van Hagar, Sammy Hagar, all those 80s,
Chris,
you know.
Chris Cornell.
Icons. Billy Idol.
Chris Cornell is, man,
I've
living off
too.
Of his... His solo stuff, he sells out every time.
He's killing it. He's great. Cornell, I saw him with Linkin Park in Atlanta about 4 years ago.
But that would have been cool.
It was great. Him and Chester did, it was a free concert in the park, in fact.
Is that when 99X was doing
there?
Yeah, that, I saw Chevelle and Seether at one of those.
It was cool. They had Linkin Park, GarageBand, Garbage Can, what the fuck? I don't know. They were some crazy ass drum corps, and they were banging on trash cans.
Yeah,
they were awesome. They opened up.
Is that Stomp?
No, it was okay. Chris Cornell did "Hunger." Was it "Hunger Strike" by Temple of the Dog with his Eddie Vedder buddy? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
They did that song with Chester in Linkin Park.
Nice.
Fucking A, dude. It was great. And then when Linkin Park came out to do their show, Chris Cornell came out and joined them for, I think it was Crawling, one of their bigger hits.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, just fantastic.
Did you ever hear Chris Cornell with Santana? They did A Whole Lot of Love.
No, I didn't
Led
hear
Zeppelin.
That.
Amazing.
Really?
I think that it'll never happen, but if Soundgarden were to do a whole album of Led Zeppelin tracks,
yeah,
it would be fucking awesome.
Oh, no doubt. You know, that would be very cool if, like, well, you see, the Foo Fighters do a lot of covers.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Dave Grohl, he likes to shout out to those people he idolizes, you know, and he learns their music and does the tracks and has really good covers.
Yeah.
It's more like a tribute. You know, I love it when I hear shit like that. So that's a great idea if somebody were to, you know, get that going, you know, fucking take that old school meets new school.
Yeah.
You know, combine that shit. And
it'd be awesome.
I agree. Yeah. What else is up? Jeez.
Let me tell you about work at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, what's going
on? So we're
going
to start with Monday night when I wasn't at work, right?
Okay.
So they're doing their thing. They're slinging their pizzas and
you
know, things are moving along. All of a sudden, this fucking crazy dude comes running through the door, runs to the back of the store into the manager's office, hides under the manager's desk.
What?
So the manager's like, dude, what are you fucking doing?
This is guy random.
Just random dude. He's like, man, people are shooting at me. They're trying to kill me. What the fuck? So it's like some random crackhead guy.
He was on drugs. He wasn't getting shot at.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if someone was shooting at someone here in town, because, I mean, we are in Macon, Georgia.
You know, it's so funny to me because everybody, like, disses us. Like, yeah, we have a high crime rate or whatever, but I don't ever see it.
I don't either. I mean, it's all in who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
You know where to find the crime. You want to go get in it, just go down.
I mean, when you're at a place and shit gets weird and heavy, you know to leave.
Yeah. Stick around and flash a gun or stick around and fucking talk some shit.
Because the people that get shot around here are because they didn't leave. They got in a fight with someone.
Talk some shit and wound up dead.
Yeah. So the guy went to the trunk and came back. And that's what's wrong.
I know. About 5 years ago, I was over on the north side of town where you don't expect that type of shit.
Oh, no, that's rich, bougie area.
And there was a couple of altercations with a white guy and a black guy. And this black dude wasn't having what this guy was saying. It was some pretty ugly shit. You know? And I don't blame him. I left when I started hearing this shit. You know,
yeah.
I was in the parking lot anyway. I was on my way out, but I didn't want to stick around to see what was happening. But this motherfucker is yelling at him from across the way, and he's at his car, and he starts walking back, and I saw this fucking pistol in this guy's waist. I saw him take his pistol from his car and put it in his waist and turn around and go back to this guy. I'm like, oh, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Bah.
I'm bolting. Yeah. I boogied, and I didn't give a shit. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And then I called the cops. I said, yo, there's a guy up here at this bar just walking towards somebody where they've been arguing, and he's got a gun. Just heads up, you know. But I'm Bolton.
Yeah. Bye.
See you. Peace.
So we roll on to Tuesday.
Yeah. What's up Tuesday?
I'm at work.
Do you keep like a ledger of your daily activities?
Man, look, when you have a podcast, dude, I find things to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, life is entertaining.
Because I don't trust the internet to give me content anymore.
Right.
Not after last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things. I have to poop and I'm at work. So I go to the bathroom and I see on the floor where like people eat food.
Uh-huh.
There's something on the floor and I'm thinking it's like pizza toppings that just some person
brushed off or dropped.
Yeah. So I open up the bathroom door and I like smell it. And then I look around, there's shit on the front of the toilet, on the floor, all over the place. Corn.
Oh my God.
The whole nine yards.
Explosive diarrhea shit.
Oh, this old lady shit herself. She got her dookie crumbles are like trailing into the bathroom. It got all over the floor. She had tried to wipe it up with some paper towels, ended up smearing it into the floor.
Oh my God.
So she
tried.
I don't know. I was pissed.
Who had to clean it?
My manager. I wasn't about to clean it. She was like, I'm like, Heather, there's a shitty situation in the bathroom. And she's like, what you mean? I'm like, there's shit everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, nuh-uh. I'm like, well, go look. And she was like, well, you need to clean it. I'm like, fuck you. You're the manager.
No shit. I ain't touching that. Yeah. No, thanks.
That's what they pay
you the big bucks for, lady.
Yeah. This is your store. I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I had a friend over last night. And I was just picking up after, you know, straightening shit up, and I found my dog did a dookie behind the chair.
Yeah.
And I picked it up, and I tossed it in the fucking toilet, right? And I forgot to flush the toilet. And it was wadded up in toilet tissue.
Yeah.
And so it looked like I pooped and didn't flush the toilet. And then when I explained it to my friend who had to use the bathroom, I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to flush the toilet. My dog shit is in the toilet. Yeah, sure, dog shit.
Yeah, dog shit.
Right, yeah.
Convenient.
I believe you. Yeah, so, no, it was dog dookie, but I forgot to flush.
Yeah. Last night at the show, my guitar player got piss-ass drunk.
Yeah, on during the show?
Before, during.
Oh, man, so was he playing sloppy?
No, he actually does pretty good drunk. It's everything after we play where it, like, gets kind of hairy.
Ah.
His girlfriend left to go fuck some girl.
Oh, to a girl? Was he okay with that?
Oh, yeah. Like, apparently, they've got it worked out that way.
Wow.
So,
I wouldn't be cool with that unless I could be there with her. You know what I mean?
I don't know how these things
work.
Let
my wife go fuck nobody unless I'm there with her.
So,
and it's not going to be a guy either.
So naturally, his gear.
Let's just take all that back because I'm not going to let my wife do anything like that. That's just wrong. It was a stupid joke. She's going to listen and kick me in the head. So,
his gear, my gear, was in his vehicle. Well, she took that vehicle to go fuck this girl.
Oh, my God.
So we loaded up the gear in my girlfriend's car, and we head towards the house because he lives right next door to my girlfriend.
Right.
Well, come to find out, that's not where his girlfriend is. She's the other way on Pierce Avenue, and we've made it halfway downtown.
Oh, shit. So you're going the wrong way from
her. So we're going the wrong way. So we had to turn around. This dude's hammered, talking a lot. So we drop him off. Come to find out, they left their roommate there. The roommate is now going to walk like 6 miles to the house. So we picked him up. Anyways, it was, you know, when like a lot is going on and your back hurts.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just
want to chill out.
Yeah. I want to go to the house and watch Friends.
Yeah.
Like I had to earn that.
It took some effort to get there. Huh?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Yeah, especially after a show, you put it all in, and you fucking got a little buzz on, you just beat, you're ready to go home, you're wore out, right?
Yeah,
tired, I can imagine dude. That, yeah. I used to play in a band here and there, too. We did some gigs, I played bass, we got it going on. Oh, listen to that, yeah, Smack Mouth Podcast. There we go. Hey, gotta let shit roll. But yeah, we used to play in a band every once in a while, you know, we'd do some shows at coffee shops or open mic nights, never really gigged. Played graduation parties and shit.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of work for 30 minutes.
I mean, and, you know, when you're bopping up there, rocking on stage for fucking an hour or so, you know, that's a long set.
Yeah.
And you're getting tired fast, you know, exactly. It drains you. Especially if it's warm. And we're in Georgia, so it's not cool yet.
Yeah. It's getting there, though.
Yeah, it's been beautiful.
It's been really mild the past few days. It's been awesome. I like it.
Kind of rainy, though, a little bit of rain. That's all right.
It's to further signify the end of the world, man.
Yeah.
It's nice doom weather in Georgia means the end is coming.
It's got to mean something's fucked.
So you want to hit these idiots with some links?
Yeah, we didn't do that yet, did we? We got a couple new things to shout out to you. We were on SoundCloud, so if you're ever up there on SoundCloud checking out sounds, check our sounds out. We're a Smack Mouth Podcast right there on
SmackShirt Force. And I learned a cool thing with the SoundCloud.
What's up?
If you get the app.
Yeah.
You can listen to anything through that app. It does not kill your phone data.
Right.
So, like, if you're worried about your phone data, you know, driving around with YouTube pulled up, SoundCloud is where you need to be.
For sure. So yeah, it's such a smaller file. It takes so much less bandwidth to
get you
the
video,
download.
So
just audio.
Yeah.
Also, we've got Podomatic. They got an app, too. You can find us on Podomatic. All of our episodes are up on there. You can comment, like, share on there. We're in the comedy section.
Both of those, you can just search for Smack Mouth Podcast and
search
we come up.
Yeah, we'll pop right up. Also, we're on YouTube. YouTube.com/SmackMouthPodcast. No, is that? Yeah, that's the YouTube link.
Facebook.com/SmackMouthPod.
No, that's Twitter. Fuck, I'm shitty. I'm
Twitter
fucking
is SmackMouthPod.
Yeah, SmackMouthPod.
You can email us at SmackMouthPodcast@gmail.com.
Been looking at too many links lately. I got them all fucked up. And I'm setting up new things. You know, you get everything crossed up. At least we use the same password for everything.
And if you guys are friends with us on Facebook, I'm going to take over Facebook very shortly because we were spamming folks.
It wasn't spam. It wasn't intended that way at all. It was, okay, you know how you get to Twitter and you link your Facebook and your Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, when you're on Twitter and you're trying to gain followers and make friends, you're very active.
Yeah.
And when you got it linked, it shoots all of them retweets and all of the RTs and faves and, you know, I liked this, I submitted that. And
this guy on Twitter, man, when he gets going...
We go, man.
And so, we got that taken care of.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're all up into getting followers. We follow back. We shout out to our followers when you follow us.
I want to set us up an Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram would be great. Did you see the cool things they're doing with video on Instagram,
though?
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It'll probably be at SmackMouthPod on Instagram, too, if we can find it. Try to keep them all streamlined so it's easy for you guys to find us.
We'll get you a Lucha Libre mask.
Yeah, right on.
So
I was thinking actually Mickey Mouse ears with a rat masquerade mask.
That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Disguise my face.
So we can disguise you.
What about
you?
You could do the Libre, Nacho Libre.
I could. That would be fun. Yeah. I'm not the type that's scared to put my face.
I'm not either, but, you know, I just... it's the beauty of the internet.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
We can be anonymous.
We can be characters. I cuss more on the show than I do normally.
Oh, so do I.
So
I mean, when I'm talking and I get fired up about shit, I cuss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's only for the use of adjectives. It's not because I'm uneducated or I'm looking to think of what I'm trying to say next. It's because I use it as a filler, you know, for emphasis and for humor.
106.7 The Blade, where cuss words are funny.
Fuck. Shit. Piss.
Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast.
Smack Mouth Podcast.
Smack Mouth Podcast.
So, what do you got going on for us?
We got a lot of Florida stuff. None of this is going to go under our...
Florida man stuff.
Yeah. Though.
Not at the end.
No, I mean, none of this. We save that. That is very special and dear to my heart.
To
we're
going to
save
that.
None of this goes under that.
Okay, gotcha. These are just random articles. These just so happen to happen in Florida. Just
because of convenience.
Right. It just happened.
So we've got Orange County, Florida.
Okay.
And you guys bear with me. Like, my voice hurts.
Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yeah, but my dedication to this podcast goes beyond our hurt boys. So
he's busy reading up links while, you know, while he's on the John, while he's taking a break, while he's busy looking up stuff that's compelling enough to give us a good read.
I produce the fuck out of this.
He does, and I worry about the marketing, and I worry about the production value on the audio bits, and we each have a good role that we play, and if we had one more person involved, it would be a little easier on both of us, I think.
It would be,
somebody to do the social media shit for us, because we're already pretty busy.
We just need a bored person that's in some sort of PR program somewhere.
Yeah, right. Get an intern, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Orange County, Florida. A handicapped man from St. Augustine took to social media after he was banned from Disney World for life due to a goof-up with the hotel staff at Pop Century Resort, where he was staying Labor Day weekend. David Swindler said it all began with a phone call to book an extra night's stay. Swindler said he was on hold at the front desk for about 15 minutes and let his frustrations be known. He said he hung up and called back, and I said, I could have built a meth lab in the length of time it had taken you guys to answer my question, he said. Deputies later came to the room along with Disney security and questioned Swindler about the meth lab he mentioned. I said, you gotta be kidding me, the guy says. I didn't say I had a meth lab. I told the guy on the phone I could have built a meth lab in the length of time it took the guys to answer the question about an extra room. No meth was found and no charges were filed, but Swindler and his family were escorted out of the hotel and off Disney property. They were issued a trespass warning, and Swindler said he and his family are Disney fans and would like to be able to visit the parks again. Quite frankly, I'm a little miffed at the people who overreacted to this that work for Disney, he says. Hopefully somebody in the higher-up system will go, this is not what Disney's about, said the guy. Disney spokesperson said that Swindler was instructed to send a letter asking for the trespass warning to be lifted. They'll review the case and determine whether it can be lifted or not. He also will be sending security a letter as well as every Disney board member. So the guy was banned for life for saying that he was, he could have constructed a meth lab in the time that it took to get the fucking question about the extra room answered. Here's a video. There's a little ad here, but it's him talking about it. So let's see what he's got to say about it. All right. And, 6 seconds, I think we got. So.
Isn't that something? You pay to be there and get a trespassing charge.
I know it. Here he is.
New tonight, a handicapped man says a bad joke got him banned from Disney forever. Channel 9's Jeff Lef Coolidge talked to him tonight. And Jeff, he says it all started with a phone call to the front desk of the resort to try to extend his stay.
Yeah, I talked to David Swindler over FaceTime tonight, and he told me that he became frustrated after he was on hold for about 15 minutes with the front desk. But then all of a sudden, the next thing he knows, he's being kicked out of the hotel and banned from the theme park. David Swindler is a huge fan of Disney. He's even nicknamed after one of Snow White's seven dwarfs.
Grumpy's my favorite character because that's what my kids love to call me in the morning.
Once upon a time, while booking another night at the Pop Century Resort at Disney, Swindler says he was on hold with the front desk for almost 15 minutes. Grumpy was not happy, hung up, and called back.
And I said, I could have built a meth lab in the length of time it's taking you guys to answer my question.
Around 12:30 a.m., the Orange County Sheriff's Office and Disney security knocked at his door asking Swindler to see his meth lab.
You have got to be kidding me. I did not say I had a meth lab. I told the guy on the phone I could have built a meth lab in the length of time it took for you guys to answer the question about the extra room.
No meth lab was found, no charges filed, but moments later, Swindler and his family were escorted out of the hotel and off Disney property and issued a trespass warning to the most magical place on Earth. Swindler just wants some Disney magic now to get reinstated.
Quite frankly, I'm a little miffed at the people who overreacted to this that work for Disney, but hopefully somebody in the higher-up system will go, this is not what Disney's about.
A Disney spokesperson told me Swindler was instructed to send a letter asking for the trespass warning to be lifted. They will review the case and determine whether to lift the ban.
So that's that.
Fucking dicks,
I know.
Man, like,
Disney, you fucking dicks. Seriously. You want to ban me for life? I've never been there. I don't plan on going. Fuck you. Ban me for life. Disney's the bunch of dicks.
Like I said, a trespassing charge for a place that you pay to be.
Right.
And if you're that
big fucking money to go to Disneyland,
and
man.
If you're that much of a little fucking place that like can't handle a joke, well, fuck you anyways.
Right. I don't want to be there.
We're probably already banned from Disney.
Just right now. I just got us banned. I told them they were a bunch of dicks.
Because we called them cunts or something. Yeah,
they are cunts. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck Disney.
Right.
Fuck. They do make some pretty decent movies once in a while, though.
So this is one that gave me a chuckle. This is actually here in Macon. We've got
here in town, a local issue.
News. I don't even know why this got put on the news, I guess, other than to make me laugh my ass off.
Is it pretty raffle? Raffle?
Beer bottle on mailbox baffles Macon couple.
I saw that. Yeah, you sent me that too, didn't you?
Okay, so I'm not going to read this just because like I can give you the gist
of
the story.
Sure.
So this couple wakes up one morning and they see an empty beer bottle hanging out on their mailbox. And so they call the cops. And the cop comes out and they're like, you know, there's this empty beer bottle. We want you to check the bottle in our mailbox for explosives.
Okay. So they were real suspicious about having this bottle just show up on their mailbox.
So the cop is like, okay. So there's nothing in the mailbox, nothing in the beer bottle. Empty fucking beer bottle.
Right.
Naturally. And so the woman is like, well, we think there's criminal intent here.
What kind of, I mean, littering?
I don't know. So they fingerprinted the bottle.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of all of this, the cop gets really perplexed because the woman's like, well, we want to file charges. This is criminal intent. Why would someone torture us this way?
What the fuck kind of torture?
And so I guess number five of why I would ever want to be a cop is what happens next. It's when the cop is like, well, probably what happened is someone was too inebriated to carry the bottle anymore. They didn't want to bend down and put it on the curb, so they put it on your mailbox. Have a good day.
Right? God, give me
it's
a
retarded.
Break.
Welcome to Macon.
I'm going
to
tell you, your neighbor, she'll never listen to this. One of our other fucking neighbors over here.
The Dungeon Witch?
Yes, the one who has the cats pissing all over the fucking
lady,
place.
Yeah.
Which we're hopefully cleaning up at the moment. I mean, does it stink in there?
It's not the stink. It's fleas.
Fuck.
The stray cats.
We got a guy, he's coming to spray for fucking fleas and bugs.
Is he spraying inside?
In the hallway, and he's going to spray the yards all over. So.
God damn, please.
Yeah.
Fleas
are horrible. Oh, you can't escape them.
Because my girlfriend brings her dogs over.
And they get them.
They
take them home. And these fleas, they're fucking mutants, man. I've got flea collars on my dogs and my cat. And they get flea baths once a week, but they're constantly fucking scratching.
I'm about to kill myself, dude. Like, I sit there and I feel like they're on me, and they may not be.
They're not. It's creepy crawly, you know, but the thing is, they're on your cat, and you know it.
Yeah.
And it pisses you off.
And it makes me angry,
my
poor cat.
Your cat's getting miserable. Does he have a flea collar?
Yeah, I got him one.
Okay, good.
But
what I'm going to say, she's crazy. Back to this whole, you know, cop thing.
Yeah.
Calling the cops for no reason at all. I'm in here recording something one day for a voiceover client, and the neighbor yells for me. He's yelling. Oh, look, oh! And I hear this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I open the door and then I go out in the kitchen and he yells again. And I open the door. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, the cops are up here at the front and they need to get in. I was like, what the fuck's going on? I don't know what's happening. He's like, I don't either, but they got to get in and they can't find the way in. Can you get the key? So I call Nicole, look for the key. They find out, Janet, bitch, lets him in, right? And I told Nicole, I was like, call her and find out what the fuck is going on, you know, because we knew it was her. Nobody yeah. else needs the fucking, you know, nobody else is weird like that. So she calls the police, has them come over. Nicole says, what's going on? Is everything okay? And she's like, yeah, everything's fine. I just had a terroristic threat. I wanted to make sure I was in fear for my life. I wanted to make sure everything was all right. I guess some lady walking by fucking told her to mind her own business or some shit like that. I mean, that's the kind of people that we're talking about. That's probably the same kind of people that called the cops on that dude.
Yeah, they're scared for any old reason.
No reason. Well, the chick next door, she's got head problems, dude.
Yeah.
She's got mental issues.
She gives us a weekly update on her life now.
Oh, you talk to her every time you see her? She tells you what's up? No,
it's via a note on our door.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She accidentally put trash in one of the receptacles. I was like, sorry I put my trash in your receptacle. And I'm like, bitch. It's a fucking trash can.
Give me a break.
It's made for, I clean out the litter box and put it in whatever trash can I see. So
right. Come on. Give it a rest. Who gives a shit? It's not like they're ever overloaded anyways.
Exactly. I mean, do you want to rock the audience like a hurricane?
Yeah. This fucking scorpion shit. Wait till y'all have, you know, we were talking about Rotten.com at one point, you know, and there was like autopsy pictures of Tupac and Big E and Saddam Hussein's swalled up fucking corpse.
Yeah,
was on that
but we've all seen that picture.
Right, right. But, you know, they also had like snuff films. You ever watch Faces of Death?
Yeah, but those are fake.
The Faces of Death?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
An actual snuff film
is
real.
They're
banned. They're illegal.
Oh, yeah. They were on Rotten.com back in the day. I don't know if you can still...
a lot of the Faces of Death
stuff sure
is
they're
fake.
Illegal. I'm sure they are illegal because, well, I mean, it's a murder. Lot of it's real, too, because it's in fucking faraway lands and it's underground. It scared the shit out of me when I watched it. It was gross.
I loved it.
I watched it when I was a kid. You know?
About here, too, like 10, 11.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just getting into that weird horror shit.
Yeah. I want to go see Green Inferno.
I don't know it.
That's the Eli Roth movie about cannibals in Peru.
Oh, yeah?
Looks good as fuck, dude.
Awesome. Okay, scorpions. Back to the snuff films. They had snuff films on Rotten.com at one point. Don't know where or why you would want to find them in the first place because it's just fucking sadistic and gross. But the scorpions bassist, former bassist, claims that he had attended elite snuff parties. That's crazy shit. Former rock star Ralph Reicherman, he candidly explains on camera how he attended parties where guests paid big bucks to see people get killed. If regular people knew what the occult elite did behind closed doors, they would be horrified, terrified, and
black helicopters.
Yeah, and completely baffled by the fact that they hold the most of the world's wealth and power, while there's a massive concerted effort to keep these truths out of the public space. Sometimes some of that disgusting, stinking truth leaks out in unexpected places. In TMZ segment from 2012, former bassist of the Scorpions, Ralph Reicherman, admits that he attended snuff parties where guests paid over $100,000 to watch a live fucking murder. Disgusting. And judging by his facial expression, he wasn't kidding. There's a video that goes along with this. It's from TMZ. You can search Scorpion's bassist and it'll pop up. But I'm not going to play the video. I'm just going to recap it here. Lots of sick shit went on at these parties. At the end of the video, he says that he attended another party that was so revolting that made him want to throw up. I would want to throw up just knowing somebody's getting killed in there. I mean, that's just fucked. What was he referring to? Not sure, but I have a feeling it involved children, says the article. That's fucked up. That's disgusting.
I mean, how do you even...
How do you live with yourself knowing this is happening and nothing's getting done about it? You know this person just murdered somebody or this person just got murdered and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Well, what I don't understand is how do you trick people into going to these parties where they're going to get killed?
You ever seen what was it?
The Second Purge?
No, but...
Because I was going to ask you if you had seen that one.
I haven't seen that. But there's a movie, Running Man? Is that something of the sort? No, that's with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm thinking of a movie where these guys are hunted. Ice-T is in it. It was Ice-T, and he's running through the woods, but this rich fucker is going to shoot his ass. He's hunting him.
Damn. There's plenty of movies like that.
Yeah, there's
like
movies
that.
Like that. It's crazy. Even fucking Deliverance.
Yeah.
Watch Deliverance. Same story. These fucking redneck hillbillies out there stalking and hunting these fucking people, ass raping them and fucking torturing them.
Yeah. There is no hunt like the manhunt.
I'd imagine. Nothing gets your blood boiling like a murder.
So, this comes from UPI. Did you know that selfie-related deaths outnumber shark attack deaths in 2015?
Like people are shooting selfies and getting accidents and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, you're so preoccupied with the fucking phone, and it was with the phone in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're on Facebook, FaceTime, Snapchat.
You ain't fucking worried about that train that's about to run you over. Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, these beautiful train tracks.
Yeah.
So, a tally of selfie-related incidents leading to death this year comes with a startling revelation. Selfie deaths in 2015 outnumbered deaths from shark attacks.
That's insane. How many shark attack deaths were there? Does it say the data?
Okay. The number of shark attack deaths compiled by website Shark Attack Survivors thus far in 2015 stands at 8.
8 shark attack deaths.
While the number of selfie-related deaths reached 12 this month after a Japanese tourist fell down the stairs at India's Taj Mahal while attempting to take a selfie.
12 this month for the year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it got to 12
this month.
This month.
So we're outnumbering shark attack deaths by 4.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Gotta love this new age of technology we're living in where you get killed by a cell phone before you get killed by a shark.
And then as an anecdotal story, it goes on to say that a man attempting to take a selfie video while driving.
Yeah, it happens all the time. People do that. Make their pucker up duck lip faces and fucking picture on
it. And his Jeep earlier this month rear-ended another vehicle and had a canoe crash through his windshield.
Oh, there goes his head.
Yeah. The man was not injured, but he branded the incident a PSA warning against distracted driving.
He wasn't injured.
Yeah. Like, lucky we fucker. Don't see that enough.
Right. And from just texting, you know, or checking your phone quick. You know, that's why they make hands-free sets, you know.
Yeah.
Shit. Text can wait. Is it that important?
For real. The thing is I may text while driving every once in a while. But
it's just an okay or a K.
Yeah, it's a
one
okay.
letter send, you know, but, or I hit the fucking microphone button, a Siri, text Nicole.
Yeah.
What would you like me to text? Text her, hey, babe, I'm driving right now, so don't text me. Yeah. You know?
Hey, babe, I was thinking, can I put it in your butt?
She'd slap me. She says no. That's forbidden zone.
So you want to go across the lake to England for our next story?
Some fish and chips, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, put another shrimp.
This would crack
that's
me
not,
up too.
That's Aussie. In England, Swindon, British police apologized to neighbors of a school after officers set off sirens to settle a student debate about whether they went woo woo or nina nina. So the North Swindon police posted an apology on their Facebook, explaining that officers were giving people who help us. That's a seminar. Talk to students at one of their primary schools in England when staff and students at the school told the officers that they had been debating whether police sirens make those two different noises. And that's why they ended up setting off the sirens quite a bit. The police said to BBC, the school put out the debate to a vote and pupils overwhelmingly chose woo 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 as the closest description of the siren sound. So here's the police Facebook post. Apologies to anyone in the area who may have been disturbed by our sirens yesterday morning. The PCSOs were at primary school having a very important debate with the new reception year children about whether they go nina or woo woo. Our thanks to the teachers and pupils for the robins, puffins, and duckling class for being so attentive to our people who help us talk. We are very impressed by our beautiful behavior, by their beautiful behavior, thoughts, questions, and knowledge about the police. We especially liked the suggestions that we should have police rhinos, and we would be looking into the possibility of training them to knock down the bad guys' front doors.
That would be awesome.
Fuck a battering ram. Fuck, we're gonna get a rhino.
Send a rhino through that motherfucker.
That's cool. Yeah. Fun story. You know.
Yeah, I like fun stories.
I do too. You don't always have to be stomach turning or a shocker. You know, I like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, your wife sent us a few.
Yeah.
Sent us a couple. So
sending me a couple things. It was
so, Nicole, this is for you.
Yeah, we appreciate you helping us come up with some content, babe. You got a good eye for that shit.
So we're going to, this is WSB TV Atlanta, which is our state capital, the big city in Georgia here.
The ATL, baby.
State suspends license of dentist accused of using his own laughing gas.
Wow, if you were a dentist, wouldn't you?
Why not?
I mean, why would you want to go waste money on a Whippet canister and fucking nitro cartridges?
I mean, I got 30 minutes before my next.
Right. And why not just like crank the dude on from, the valve and
The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
You know, what? Steve Martin.
Right. No, yeah. Yeah, Steve Martin.
Nice plant. Big.
What else was there? Was one, a funny one, a real hilarious movie where the guy's huffing on his nitrous tank, dentist. Before he goes to cut on somebody. Getting all fucked up.
Steve Martin is the only one that comes to mind. But yeah, like most things, it's been done, I'm sure.
Right, of course.
100 times. Georgia Board of Dentistry filed an emergency order to suspend an Alpharetta dentist license, fearing he could pose a threat to public health. The dentist is now appealing that decision. State investigator called 911 after he found Dr. Hossein. Oh, I bet it's Hussein because his last name is Muhammad Dizaradid.
I'm sure it's Hussein.
Slumped over while self-administrating nitrous oxide or laughing gas in a chair at his office in July.
How'd he get caught?
Some guy walked in on him.
Oh.
Yeah. A state investigator, actually.
I would have been like, it's just oxygen.
Said he looked like he was unconscious.
It's just oxygen.
And had something to his mouth like a gas mask or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah. He's getting high on his own supply.
The dentist was going in and out of consciousness until first responders arrived.
Oh, he overdid it.
Oh, yeah. The board finds that the dentist's actions, conduct, condition pose a threat to public health, safety, and welfare, and imperatively requires emergency action. The emergency order reads. So, if you're a dentist, hey, it's what NWA said. Don't get high on your own supply.
Yeah, you know, really.
Dope, man. Dope, man.
That is there intended for people who have to come and see the dentist to, you know, ease their nerves and get them high so that they can relax and take that grueling pain you're going to put on them. Why the hell you got to do it, you dick?
Yeah, right.
Save it for your patients.
As always, all these links can be in the show description on our YouTube video.
Yeah, or any description and, on any of our other, you know,
I'm not gonna read it just because, like, I don't fucking want to.
What's
but let's deal? Talk about the man that ripped his girlfriend's intestines out through her vagina.
Oh, yeah. I'll read that one.
Yeah. Well, let me find
I'm sure we've
fast.
Heard it, but maybe people haven't heard this story.
Yeah. If you want to read it, you can.
I'll read it. It's kind of got some gory details.
To be candid, I laughed.
I did too a little bit, but I was like, holy shit, that's fucked, man.
It really fucked. Is fucked, but I laughed.
It's not
at
the first
it.
Time I've heard of that either. I mean, I've heard of it happening to someone else. Not like that, but.
Yeah. So this comes from Florida too. This is that incidental Florida-ness that we were talking about earlier.
Right. Just so happens to be in Florida. Are you not finding it?
Come on. No, I found it. The link.
Oh, it's got
fucking
just some
link.
Stupid lag on it.
God damn it. I hear
you. But you know what? It's no biggie. We got all the time we need, man.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we don't actually have all that
what,
time.
Well, how are we doing on time?
We're at 3 minutes till an hour, so.
Oh, well, go
we
a little
do
bit
a little
over.
Bit of chop. Yeah, we'll go over a little bit. Okay, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the sick fucker. Ugh, wow. Okay, police say 24-year-old Fidel Lopez became enraged over his girlfriend saying her ex-husband's name during sex. So enraged, in fact, that he killed her. He killed her by pulling part of her intestines out. He did that through her vagina. He pulled her fucking guts out through her vagina.
That's like some Hulk shit, dude.
That's
like
fucked up. Okay, around 3:30 in the morning Saturday, Lopez called 911 to report his girlfriend, 31-year-old Marina Namath, having difficulty breathing and she was going to die. When police arrived at the couple's apartment, they found several holes in the apartment drywall, a closet door with a hole in it, and it was lying on the hallway, and the rear sliding glass door had been shattered. They found Lopez crying in the bathroom beside Namath, who was lying dead in a pool of blood. Officers also found a large amount of blood on the floor inside a closet, along with several chunks of bloody tissue. When questioned, Lopez told police that he and Namath had been drinking tequila and then started having some rough sex. That sounds fun, right?
American me, don't look at me, mommy.
Hey, pass a tequila and a whip.
Say hello to my Aztec warrior.
I shall call him Mini-Me. Lopez said that after he inserted several objects into her vagina, at her request, she went to the bathroom where she vomited and started having trouble breathing, but then he called 911. Lopez's version of the story wasn't adding up. So after further questioning, Lopez finally told investigators that what really happened. He said that while they were having sex, his woman twice uttered her ex-husband's name, and he said this turned him into a monster, and he began breaking things throughout the apartment. When he went back to Namath, who he says was passed out in the closet, and inserted a beer bottle, a flat iron, and both fists inside of her anus and vagina. Then he inserted his arm into her vagina up to his elbow, and began ripping out chunks of her intestines. Afterwards, he carried Namath to the bathroom and put water on Namath's face in an attempt to wake her up. After washing his hands and trying to clean up some of the blood, he went outside to smoke a cigarette before calling 911. Lopez was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Lopez isn't the first person we've reported who has reached into a woman and pulled out some tissue through an orifice. Back in 2013, Emmanuel Paulino raped a woman and caused her serious internal injuries after he reached into her ass and pulled out a piece of her stomach. Jesus Christ, you sick fucks.
Dude, what is this world?
This world is fucked.
So
not everybody in this world is fucked, but that is stomach-churning fucked.
You're that mad that you actually think to reach in and yank some intestines out of her vagina.
If he was able to, he probably would have ripped into her chest and pulled her heart out, you know? I don't know what the fuck. But the thing is, it's just fucked up, you know?
Dude,
that's what liquor does to a person.
Oh, there tequila, definitely. I don't drink tequila.
I like it. Hey, but it makes me vicious like that.
Speaking of which, I am a week and 3 days into not drinking.
Good for you, bro.
My face is cleared up.
Really?
The bags under my eyes are gone.
Nice. I just thought you were off the meth.
Yeah, man. I feel awesome.
That's cool.
Like, had I drank
How regularly were you drinking?
Well, like, 2 times a week. Maybe 3, but like...
Getting drunk 2 times a week?
No, not getting drunk. Like, 3 or 4 beers playing darts.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, like, I would drink a beer or two, like, say if we went to play darts just to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Darts, drinking...
Hand in hand.
Yeah. So, but my dart game has gotten a lot better too. I mean, big improvements.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose when you're flicking that dart sober, you have better muscle memory.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, I guess we can do some dumb Florida criminals and get out of these people's ear pussies.
All right. Yeah, we could do that.
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
Florida criminals!
Ah!
Here we go again.
On the SmackDown podcast.
It doesn't make sense. They're all Florida criminals today. They're all idiots from Florida. But hey, we're closing it out. We saved the best for last.
This one's just dumber than all the other ones.
Hence the ending of the show.
Team fights off would-be robber with tire iron.
Tire iron? That sounds like a reasonable weapon.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would hate to get beat with a tire iron.
Me too. Especially if it's one with those fucking crowbar ends like a...
Oh, yeah.
What about a hook?
Like what I got is a four-way. You could just hold that thing.
Throw
in the
middle. Bitch like a frisbee, man.
Fuck you, guy.
You're dead.
Lakeland, Polk County deputies are crediting a 17-year-old with fighting off a dangerous would-be armed robber. Investigators say Luther Dunn, 32, approached Nate Stewart, 17, Friday while he was alone in his mom's car outside the Sunoco on US 92 East near Lakeland. Deputies say Dunn demanded money from the teen at knife point. The teen then ran inside the gas station where his mom works. And when he came back out, Dunn approached again.
With the same dude?
Same guy, yeah.
Okay.
According to a police report, Stewart, that's the 17-year-old,
all right,
opened the trunk of his mom's car and grabbed a tire iron, beating Dunn into submission and body slamming him to the ground. Nate picked him up, flipped him upside down, and dropped him on his head. I thought he broke his neck, said the guy's mom. Nate Stewart told Fox 13 he did what he had to do. His mom said, I'm very proud of him. I didn't realize he was that strong, though.
Well, so, she must feed Kim, him Wheaties and spinach, huh?
So, Kim, you burn your son's spaghetti.
Watch your ass.
Watch your ass. Dunn was arrested after the incident and faces charges for attempted armed robbery. Deputies say Dunn is a 7-time convicted felon.
Oh, good for him.
He was assigned a $40,000 bond.
Fuck that guy.
So, all you would-be criminals out there, if all you have is a knife, you ain't doing shit.
No.
Pull a knife on me, I'll kick you in the nuts.
Yeah. You fucking try. You fucking try. Man.
And especially don't let me be with my girlfriend or someone I care about.
Yeah.
You know, my friends.
Then I won't stop. I won't stop.
No. It's over. Yeah. You're done.
That's just like my wife. She carries a gun. She carries a .45 in her purse.
Good for her.
I want her to. Everywhere she goes. Because there are a lot of fucking fruitcakes out there. And she actually, you know, she lives here in a decent part of town. But we also, she works over off of, you know, kind of off of the hood. You know, that main drag is very busy. And it's
someone,
either direction you go, it's, you know, ghetto.
Someone went through my car the other night.
Oh, really?
Because I've been leaving it unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those fuckers that just walk around pulling handles.
Right.
He didn't get nothing. Yeah. I don't keep nothing in my car.
Good. But, well, I mean, is that you keeping it open because you have to open it through the trunk? Still?
Yeah. But sucks. Well, now I just have to do it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm not like the type that's like, oh, someone went through my car. Woe is me. Like I'm gonna shit myself when I gotta go to the car now. But
right. Yeah.
But it does make me feel a little bit weird that like everything is where it's supposed to be and it wasn't when I got in the car.
Yeah.
That day. So like that's how I knew.
Right.
But they didn't get nothing. So fuck you, you dummies.
Fuck you. Don't fuck with Eli's shit, motherfucker. Hey, hopefully next week you'll have your voice back.
Oh, it'll be back.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and we don't...
Honey and lemon and tea, it'll help you out.
Yum.
Green tea.
That actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, shoot us an email. That's going to be smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/smackmouthpod. We follow back. We shout out to our followers.
Facebook.com/smackmouth.
Yeah, friend request to me. I'm Mickey Mouth. Also, we are on SoundCloud. Search Smack Mouth Podcast.
Get the app.
Get the app.
It will help your life.
Oh, yeah. And also, check us out on Podomatic if you want. Download that app, too. It's on iPhone, Android.
As always, episode 6 got a little bit over 70-something likes.
Yeah.
With the SoundCloud tally, we're like at 90-something.
Yeah, we're getting close to 100. Episode 5, over 100 views already. So
nice.
We are, you know... People go back to the beginning, I suppose, and catch up.
Yeah, if that's what y'all want to do. I mean, we try to keep
these
things.
It's on demand.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We try to keep these things at like an hour.
Right. We're a little over.
Yeah. So, you know, 5 hours a work shift, if you can swing it.
Right.
Like, we're going to have some guests. You know, I think next week we may have a guest. And hopefully.
Next week, if all goes well, we're going to have Big Cotton. Big Cotton's going to be on the show with us and. He's a crazy big old black man with a great attitude, and I think you guys will love him.
And I hope he says the N-word and lots of silly fucking outrageous
things. He will.
We
will probably end up, too, with him, just because he's he's that kind of guy. It gets you going.
We'll let him sit in the comfy chair.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't think he could. He'd probably crush that fucking plastic chair.
We,
He's a giant motherfucker.
Mickey kind of made our studio habitable. Like,
yeah, kind of like a lounge.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. We'll, it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah. Right.
I love this fucking podcast.
I do, too. We have a great time doing it, as always, Eli. You know, I appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot for coming over. We do this every week. So, guys, make sure you tune in weekly for new episodes. Like, comment, share, subscribe, please.
Do all that. Tell your friends about us.
The best thing you do, you know, there's telegraph, telephone, telegram. Tell a woman, and the whole world will know.
And if you guys want to be on the show through Skype, what we'll do is send us an email. We'll work out a time.
Yeah, email again, smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com. And it's really cool. We pipeline all the audio right to you. You can hear everything we got going on in the studio.
So that's episode 7, man.
Episode 7 is a wrap, buddy. Thanks.
This was fun.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week.